Professor Jaap Boom is the regional representative for Epicenter Africa, the research arm of Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières. Speaking from Cameroon, Boom said there are several reasons why COVID-19 statistics have tended to skew low on the continent.
To start with, most countries were actually targeting the people who had symptoms. While we've understood that in Africa, up to 80% of the positive COVID patients are asymptomatic. So there was a bunch of people that were not being screened because they were not asymptomatic.
Boom and his colleagues are trying to determine the actual prevalence of exposure to the virus by taking large numbers of blood samples in places like outdoor markets, large workplaces, and within extended families.
So we have started a survey in Congo, we'll be doing in Senegal, Cameroon, quite a number of other countries. And that will give us a better picture of how those countries have been affected.
The results have been sobering. For example, in Yaoundé, Cameroon's capital, the percentage of people known to have been exposed to the virus has risen 32%, while in Cape Town, South Africa, the number has soared as high as 60%. Those numbers dwarf the percentage of people testing positive on the PCR test, the most reliable test for active infection, and in antigen tests that detects coronavirus antibodies in the system, which indicates prior exposure. But many Africans are not being tested at all. That could be because they lack the transportation or the time to get to a health facility, or because many health facilities do not test for COVID-19 if a patient shows no symptoms, such as coughing, shortness of breath, fever, and the loss of taste or smell.
So even if a test is done, maybe the data doesn't get to the level it needs to for the reporting to happen.
Tiffany Harris is Associate Professor of Epidemiology at Columbia University Medical Center's ICAP Global Health Group in New York and the director of its Department of Strategic Information.
South Africa, which does have a much stronger surveillance system compared to the rest of the continent, we are seeing large number of cases and we have for some time. That's probably also a sign that the other countries, there's undercounts there. In neighboring countries like Zimbabwe, for example, the cases are dramatically increasing there. And Zambia is also seeing a surge in cases.
Keeping reliable COVID infection rates is key. But so are accurate death records, which require testing, autopsies, and proper facilities. Many countries in Africa do not automatically register deaths. In those that do, registrations may be delayed months.
And so a common approach is to look at what often referred to as all-cause mortality. In the absence of something else that's going on, if we're seeing big rises in all-cause mortality over the same year, you could surmise that it's probably either direct effects of COVID or even indirect effects of COVID. And that's the other thing you have to keep in mind. If there's a countrywide lockdown and someone is not able to or is uncomfortable traveling to go seek care, they may not get a diagnosis or treatment. Even if it's not due to COVID, they might die because they're not getting care for other things. I think there's sort of the longer term fix that's needed of strengthening, you know, vital event system. There should be a real push right now to make sure every death is documented and the cause is identified to the extent possible.
Harris says that to gain control of the pandemic, Africa will need better surveillance and testing and rigorous contact tracing, along with lab support and the widespread distribution of vaccines. She adds that the recruitment of healthcare workers to educate the public and treat the sick is also crucial. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.